It's all about keeping the Tatas healthy.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Raising awareness for breast cancer.
The Pink Power Hour.
Well, it's an honor once again to share fabulous people in our community that have been touched by breast cancer, either personally or those local businesses that help those of you get through that. And she has been with us ever since the Pink Power Hour started 3 years ago, and I'm so excited, and we love her. Say hello to Joan Kamholtz, again, founder and president of Justice for a Cure. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
We missed you.
Yeah.
I miss you guys too.
I know. I was like, oh, I miss my Joan. We just love you, Joan. Again, girl, you have done so much for this community, especially 30 years of being a deputy sheriff and so much more. But again, when it comes to the Pink Power Hour, this is very personal to you. So tell us about your story. How has breast cancer changed you?
Yeah, it's when I was planning my retirement from 30 years of law enforcement that I ended up with breast cancer. And then, you know, wanted to help others. Law enforcement, you know, we get into law enforcement because we want to help others. And so I thought I wanted to help others in ways of cancer, you know, breast cancer. So I started a program called Justice for a Cure. And that's what we do is raise funds and whatnot to help others. And it's, you know, it changes, cancer changes you. You lose sight of the stuff that you sweated about before. You think what's important, what's not. You know, you don't sweat the little things. You just let that stuff go. So that's how it's changed me, and just continue to help others in the way that we can with our Justice for a Cure.
Mm. Hey, so Joan, what have you done with your life since your diagnosis?
Well, starting with the Justice for a Cure program, and then we've expanded that. We've grown. We have another affiliate in Illinois, one in Oklahoma. And I help women, anybody comes knocking at the door, you know, I help them with their journey, give them rides, you know, support them in any way I can. And anybody that's got cancer, to reach out and touch them. And, you know, I've got coworkers and friends that come to me, hey, I got a family member that's going through this, what can I do? You know, so I give them some advice and ideas, and this was what was helpful for me, and you know, that sort of thing. So I really put myself out there to help those going through even their last journey and holding their hand as they take their last breath.
Wow. Joan, again, the things that you do and helping those, again, going through such a battle with cancer, thank you so much for what you do. With Justice for a Cure, like you said, you touched on that you support, you take those to, you know, to get the cancer treatments and stuff. What else does Justice for a Cure do?
You know, we just recently, probably the last couple of years, we started a cancer counseling session. And that's to help those that are going through a journey and need to talk, you know. If it's someone that that older generation that, you know, they didn't sit down there and talk to their husband about, you know, what they're going through. You don't talk about breast cancer. Well, this session, anybody can come, and we sit and talk about that. And then we have another session. And these sessions are down in Monroe. They're open to anybody from anywhere. They just have to be 16 years or older. And we have another session that's for all cancer and caregivers, because that's so important, too, when someone maybe has been taking care of their wife and she passes away and they're just totally lost. Well, they can come to our session and we sit there, and it's, you know, a session that we can sit there and talk. If you want to talk, you don't have to. If you want to just sit there and listen, you can. So it's helping those that not only have gone through the journey, it's those who have lost someone in that journey and need help and you know, dealing with the change of life and how they have to go on without their loved one.
Well, yeah, it is so important to have somebody to talk to about, you know, if you've lost someone or if you're going through it. Do you have any words of wisdom, any other words of wisdom to share with everybody?
You know, a lot of young girls come to us and not even just young ones, you know, and they talk about one of the big things about breast cancer and any cancer, you know, breast cancer is not just a lump. There's so many different kinds of breast cancer, and people have to get away from the idea that it's just a lump. It's not. There's so many different things that could be breast cancer that's not a lump. So I educate people, young girls especially, and tell them, you know what's right for your body or what's not. If you go to the doctor and they blow you off and you still think you have an issue, you know, you need to talk to your doctor again. If the doctor still, you know, isn't sure that there is a problem, then you need to find another doctor that will, you know, do the tests that you're demanding, because you know your body better than anybody else. And that doesn't go just for women. It goes for men as well. You know, most people know when something's wrong. You know, don't put it off, because early detection is your best protection, no matter what kind of cancer it is.
Well, Joan, the last time we saw you, Tracy and I were sporting something fabulous that you did, the pop-up stores with the Justice for a Cure clothing wear. Yes. I have to ask you, do you still have these available?
Oh, my gosh, yes. We got lots more. Yesterday, we actually had, it was called the Heroes Celebration, and we wanted to honor all heroes that, you know, we have, all heroes such as the cancer warriors, firefighters, first responders, EMS, law enforcement, dispatchers, and medical personnel. We had a Heroes event down in Greene County. It was a walk, and we've got new shirts. It's got a pink ribbon with all of these heroes, their emblems on it, and above it it says, "In God We Trust." So we have lots of stuff available. I'm going to have to get you to the new stuff that we have.
Yes.
All right.
We'll make sure that Mattel knows about that, because we have the cutest sweatpants. Yes. They say Justice for a Cure on the side of them.
Yeah.
Wear them all. They're the most comfortable things ever.
They are.
I've heard that. And you guys are great models. We have to set up a model show for you guys.
We should.
Okay.
All right, Joan.
All right.
Girl, we are there for you. Well, Joan Kamholz, we absolutely adore you. We love you and we miss you. And for everything that you do in this community, again, being the founder and president of Justice for a Cure, helping out so many when it comes to educating and raising the awareness. For those of out there that are looking to, you know, get in touch with you, is there any social media that you could provide?
You can get reach me through our Justice for a Cure Facebook page, or our email is justiceforacure@gmail.com.
Perfect.
All right. Very good.
Well, Joan, we love you.
Yeah, we do.
Love you too, ladies. I miss you.
We miss you. Hopefully we will see each other very soon. I missed all this craziness out here.
I'm going to send you a private message. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Done. There you have it, Madtown. The Pink Power Hour with the beautiful Joan Kamholz.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love.